As in Lebanon, politics and bloodshed often go hand in hand in Bangladesh. That country is headed for an election in January, and already dozens of people have been killed in fighting between rival factions. Three died just today. Adding to this volatile situation, a government paramilitary force that has many human rights groups concerned. NPR's Philip Reeves has more on the government's Rapid Action Battalion.
A vast crowd gathers for yet another political demonstration in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka. It's being watched by a group of armed, macho-looking men in black bandanas, wraparound sunglasses, and black paramilitary uniforms. Meet the Rapid Action Battalion, or RAB. Madhud Ahmed was law minister until the current caretaker government took over in the run-up to Bangladesh's elections. He says the battalion's made a big difference to the capital since it was set up 2.5 years ago.
It's safe now. It's very safe. And this is a success of RAB.
If you look on the internet, you'll find that the RAB has its own website. It shows a picture of a black-clad, swashbuckling, gun-toting officer. Next to him, there's a familiar slogan in big red letters, War Against Terrorism. The site says the RAB's made thousands of arrests for things like kidnapping, drugs, illegal weapons. But it also says 340 people have died in what it calls exchanges of fire.
That's what worries Saiful Dildar of the Bangladesh Human Rights Commission.
I would say 15% have some criminal records, and 85% is being killed or are innocent, and that was a violation of human rights.
Dildar and others believe that the phrase exchange of fire is misleading, and that many of these deaths are in fact extrajudicial killings, a way of bypassing a judicial system crippled by corrupt and ineffective police and courts. The US won't give the RAB funding or training because of human rights concerns. Yet on the streets, the battalion's conduct doesn't appear to worry many Bangladeshis. For the poor, the struggle to get by is all that matters. And observers say many Bangladeshis were deeply frustrated by rampant crime, including regular killings on the streets of Dhaka. So when the RAB came along, no one wanted to ask too many questions about its methods.
Yes. Feel happy.
That's Hussein Mohammed Ershad, Bangladesh's military ruler during the 1980s. He now leads a political party.
Because after they have taken over, actually the terrorists, killers, extortionists, they are all disappeared or they have been eliminated. Whether legally or illegally, people do not bother about it. They are living in peace.
But not everyone's happy.
Well, I was the first editor to write against them. No rule of law can endorse killing without trial.
Nurul Kabul of Bangladesh's New Age newspaper.
Over the last 3-4 years, more than 500 people have been killed by the RAB and other law enforcement agencies, including police.
And there's absolutely no comeback, no court cases?
No, nothing.
Well, human rights issues can be raised, but the human rights of the 140 million people are more important than human rights of some criminals.
Madhud Ahmed, the government minister, was a moving force behind RAB's creation. He willingly fields questions about its performance.
But I have also heard about extrajudicial killings. I mean, hundreds of them.
Yes.
Real concern about that.
Right. I, you know, this is true. But first of all, for any extrajudicial killing, immediately there is an inquiry by a first-class magistrate, and he submits a report to the government.
He says the force is constantly monitored and several hundred RAB personnel have been admonished or punished.
Although technically you may call it extrajudicial, I will not say killing, but extrajudicial deaths. But these are not killings. According to RAB, they say, and all those who have been killed so far, I mean killed or dead or encounter or whatever, crossfire, whatever you call it, people are happy.
Happy on the streets of Bangladesh, at least for now. But human rights activists warn that that may not last if such a force is not held fully accountable for its conduct. Philip Reeves, NPR News.